There's a fight over safe injection sites in King County. Officials are seeking to open two of them as part of a larger plan to deal with the opioid crisis. But opponents have gathered enough signatures to put forward an initiative that would ban them. That prompted public health advocates to file a lawsuit to keep that initiative from appearing on the ballot. One question here is whether voters should have a say in public health decisions that require expert analysis. Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman spoke to people on both sides of the debate for The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. First, Jim talks to Noel Lowney. He's an attorney representing the group that filed the lawsuit challenging what's called Initiative 27.
You filed the lawsuit, you wrote the complaint. Explain briefly the argument about why the public should not get to vote on what seems to be subject of great public concern and something that people might want to vote on.
I'm not an expert on public health, but what I know and what this complaint is about is that when our public health officials come together and make science and evidence-based decisions to protect public health, you can't have someone collect signatures and essentially put that entire program on hold. And that's what Initiative 27 tries to do. Rather than making evidence-based decisions, they want to make these public health decisions based upon electioneering and sloganeering, and we all know that just doesn't lead to the best decision.
The Board of Health, I believe, includes elected officials. I mean, it's a public funding decision too, isn't it? Does the public not have the right to veto a decision by public officials on how their money is spent?
Well, and that really comes to the crux of what this lawsuit is about. The initiative process on the local level is very limited. It's not like the statewide level where you can get an opportunity to vote on pretty much anything. If the legislature decides that certain bodies need to make that decision, then you can't stop those folks from doing it through the initiative process. And here, the legislature has decided that these public health decisions are too important to subject them to the initiative and referendum process. And that's why they decided that certain individuals and bodies will make those decisions.
Is there another example that you can point to where an initiative has tried to overreach, a local initiative has tried to overreach, and we've had a court come in and say, no, this is too broad?
Oh, there is tons, and our complaint goes over them. But fluoridation decisions, red light camera decisions, decisions about the Growth Management Act, in all of those situations, there's a statute that says local elected leaders, the legislative authority, will make the decision. Wherever you look, these public health decisions tend to be very controversial. And it's an important principle that when people are making decisions about public health based upon science and evidence, that we can't stop those because someone's got a better soundbite.
All right. Thanks, Noel, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And then we talked to Joshua Freed, Bothell City Council member and a leader of the campaign to pass Initiative 27. The argument, the legal argument that the opponents of the initiative are trying to make to say that this isn't a matter that should be settled by a public vote. It's not up to a vote of the people. What do you say to that argument?
Yeah, thank you so much. There's a lot of different arguments there. So the public Board of Health doesn't actually fund these sites. King County Council funds these sites. So when he says that initiative process doesn't have a place there, that's wholly inaccurate. The initiative process falls under the guise of the King County Council. King County Council is the one that will be attributing the funds to set these up. So I think that's an extremely weak argument and an insulting argument to the voters to think that they're not educated enough to have a say on this issue. Corey Durant, the first person to sign on my initiative, actually lost her brother in March to heroin use. And to say that she shouldn't have a right whether injection sites should be open or shut is an absolute insult to her.
To some extent, the people have already had their say. They elected those officials, Dow Constantine, members of the county council, Ed Murray, they were all elected. And that's part of what people elect leaders to do, is to lead, correct?
Well, the rest of the county did not elect Ed Murray to be their mayor. He's the mayor strictly of Seattle, and this is something that covers the entire county. So when he's one of the originators of the task force, Bothell, Kirkland, Redmond, that should have a say whether they want these around. So actually, several cities have gone to ban heroin injection sites. We've seen Bellevue ban it. We've seen Federal Way, Kent, Auburn, Renton. And actually, Mayor Matt Backus from Auburn was on the opioid task force, stood next to Ed Murray and Dow Constantine when the task force came forward.
Are you convinced that the lawsuit will not be successful and that we will see a vote on this in February? Or?
Yeah, we'll see a vote on this. I don't see it being thrown off the ballot because he's trying to make the argument that it's a public health issue and the initiative process doesn't have the right to do so yet. You've seen abortion, we've seen gun rights, we've seen medical marijuana all fall under the public health issue in regards to initiatives. They certainly stood up in court. We've seen our own laws today stand up. And so when it comes to having heroin injection sites, our initiative will stand and the people will have a right to vote in February.
Seattle Times political reporters Dan Beekman and Jim Bruner talking to Joshua Fried, who's sponsoring an initiative to ban safe injection sites in King County. Before that, you heard Jim talking to attorney Noel Lowney, who's representing the group trying to keep that initiative off the ballot. It was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode at our website, and you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.